"Before we begin today's lesson," said Snape, sweeping over to his desk and staring around at them all, "I think it appropriate to remind you that next June you will be sitting an important examination, during which you will prove how much you have learned about the composition and use of magical potions. Moronic though some of this class undoubtedly are, I expect you to scrape an acceptable in your OWL or suffer my displeasure." His gaze lingered this time upon Neville, who gulped. "After this year, of course, many of you will cease studying with me," Snape went on. "I take only the very best into my NEWT potions class, which means that some of us will certainly be saying goodbye." His eyes rested on Harry and his lip curled. Harry glared back, feeling a grim pleasure at the idea that he would be able to give up potions after fifth year. "But we have another year to go before that happy moment of farewell," said Snape softly. "So whether you are intending to attempt NEWT or not, I advise all of you to concentrate your efforts upon maintaining the high pass level I have come to expect from my OWL students. Today we will be mixing a potion that often comes up at ordinary wizarding level. The Draught of Peace, a potion to calm anxiety and soothe agitation. Be warned, if you are too heavy-handed with the ingredients, you will put the drinker into a heavy and sometimes irreversible sleep. So you will need to pay close attention to what you are doing." On Harry's left, Hermione sat up a little straighter, her expression one of the utmost attentiveness. "The ingredients and method," Snape flicked his wand, "are on the blackboard." They appeared there. "You will find everything you need," he flicked his wand again, "in the store cupboard." The door of the said cupboard sprang open. "You have an hour and a half. Start." Just as Harry, Ron, and Hermione had predicted, Snape could hardly have set them a more difficult, fiddly potion. The ingredients had to be added to the cauldron in precisely the right order and quantities. The mixture had to be stirred exactly the right number of times, firstly in clockwise, then in counterclockwise directions. The heat of the flames on which it was simmering had to be lowered to exactly the right level for a specific number of minutes before the final ingredient was added. "A light silver vapor should now be rising from your potion," called Snape, with 10 minutes left to go. Harry, who was sweating profusely, looked desperately around the dungeon. His own cauldron was issuing copious amounts of dark grey steam. Ron's was spitting green sparks. Seamus was feverishly prodding the flames at the base of his cauldron with the tip of his wand as they had gone out. The surface of Hermione's potion, however, was a shimmering mist of silver vapor, and as Snape swept by, he looked down his hooked nose at it without comment, which meant that he could find nothing to criticize. At Harry's cauldron, however, Snape stopped, looking down at Harry with a horrible smirk on his face.
"Potter, what is this supposed to be?"
The Slytherins at the front of the class all looked up eagerly. They loved hearing Snape taunt Harry. "The Draught of Peace," said Harry tensely.
"Tell me, Potter," said Snape softly, "can you read?"
Draco Malfoy laughed. "Yes, I can," said Harry, his fingers clenched tightly around his wand.
"Read the third line of the instructions for me, Potter."
Harry squinted at the blackboard. It was not easy to make out the instructions through the haze of multicolored steam now filling the dungeon. "Add powdered moonstone, stir 3 times counterclockwise, allow to simmer for 7 minutes, then add 2 drops of syrup of hellebore." His heart sank. He had not added syrup of hellebore, but had proceeded straight to the 4th line of the instructions after allowing his potion to simmer for 7 minutes.
"Did you do everything on the 3rd line, Potter?"
"No," said Harry very quietly.
"I beg your pardon?"
"No," said Harry more loudly. "I forgot the hellebore."
"I know you did, Potter, which means that this mess is utterly worthless. Evanesco!